And Simon Tafnan Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, the Rama says, Mihu, im lohi gilu hayados, ein lasor b'diavad. So we saw that you should kasher the handles of all kalim if you can. B'diavad, if you didn't kasher it, so we do not aser. The Mishnah Berurah says, this applies to, even to metal kalim. Even though we said that by metal, you're more likely to say that the handles of the kalim would be a problem because cham exosel cham kulo. Still, we say that as long as you kasher the actual kli, so just as the taste went into the handle by cooking the kli, not directly touching the handle to the chametz, so too, the same way that the food taste goes in by cooking in the kli, then into the handle, so too, the taste will come out by you koshering the kli, so then the taste will come out of the handle as well. And the other concerns that we had, that maybe some touched when you were washing the dishes or something like that. So we have a rule that we're not mechazkinan. We don't aren't concerned for those things b'diavad, and therefore is no nafkamina b'diavad. It would be okay. This is only b'stama, says the Mishmur. But if you know for sure that the handle of the kli actually did touch hot chametz, so then it wouldn't be enough even b'diavad to kasher the kli. You'd actually have to kasher the handles. The Mechaber Rama continues. Even l'chatchila, you can kasher the handles through irui kli rishon, because that's how it gets really chametz in the first place, is because you touch it with dirty hands and stuff like that. So therefore, that's why it's going to be okay. If you know for sure, again, that you touch it directly to chametz, so then again, irui would not be okay, but normally the handles themselves don't get touch directly onto the chametz, and therefore, b'diavad, it won't be a problem. So again, the Mechaber says that you really do need to kasher all the yados, but b'diavad, it will be okay. And we saw the poskim said that if it's attached through screws or something like that, so that's a machlokas of poskim, whether you actually have to kasher the handles, and one should discuss it with a posek. This will come up if the actual kli is made of a utensil that can be kosher, but the handle is not. Sif Yud Gimel, kli sheyesh bo tlai, im kadam atlai lebliyas ha'isar, ein tzarech la'asiro, dekabol kach poto, v'im kadam lebliyas isha letlai, tzarech la'asir atlai kodam ha'gala. So if you have this something else that's attached to the top of the kli, the Be'er Heitev says that it's attached through dibuk or through nails, something like that, glue or nails, so then if it was attached before the blia came in, so then you don't need to remove the tlai in order to kasher. It gets kashered the same way that it became chametz. But if the blia came in and then you put the tlai on, so then you would have to remove the tlai in order to do hagala on the actual kli.